This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Today's one of those days you might want to locate that umbrella. I'm Joe Kelly. The KRLD Morning News launches now with Heather Behrens and John Little.
Dallas police have released dash cam video of officers confronting a man they say had killed one of their own and wounded two others. We get the latest from KRLD's Austin York.
Dallas police say Corey Cobb Bay had already executed Officer Darren Burks, shot Senior Corporal Carissa David in the face, and Senior Corporal Jamie Farmer in the leg when he led police on a high-speed chase through South Oak Cliff and into Louisville. Deputy Chief William Griffith says Cobb Bay finally stopped along 35E and 121.
Exited his vehicle with a shotgun in his left hand. The suspect approached officers and pointed the shotgun at them. Officers all fired their department-issued firearms, hitting the suspect multiple times.
The exchange was captured on dash cam video.
One suspect with his vehicle weapon in hand. Roll EMS. That shot's fired.
Police say the attack was premeditated and various guns were found at several locations. Officer Burks' funeral will be held Saturday at Watermark Church. Senior Corporal David still in the hospital. Corporal Farmer is recovering at home. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
I'm Kurt Lewis. Every police shooting is heavily scrutinized, of course, but a North Texas criminology expert believes this shooting was by the book.
They didn't ram into the vehicle. They did not, massacre the person inside the car without giving the person a chance to get out of the car.
From Tarleton State, Professor Alex Del Carmen also tells NBC5 it was wise of Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia to release these dash and body cam videos so quickly because it shows the community his department wants to be completely transparent. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Well, the FedEx contract driver accused of killing a 7-year-old girl is asking to have his capital murder trial moved out of Wise County. Here's Melanie Brown.
Tanner Lynn Horner is facing a potential death penalty in the murder case of Athena Strand. His public defender says inflammatory pretrial publicity about the case would prevent a fair trial. Strand disappeared from her father's house on November 30th of 2022. Her body was recovered almost 72 hours later from a creek near Boyd, where police say Horner confessed to dumping her. The Wise County District Attorney wants the case tried locally. Both sides are expected to make their arguments on the motion in front of a district judge on September 16th. No trial date has been announced. From the 24-Hour News Center, Melanie Brown, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
One of the 6 Israeli hostages murdered by Hamas this weekend has family in Dallas. KRLD's Barbara Schwartz has more.
Carmel Gott's cousin met in February with Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson and told them Carmel used her skills as an occupational therapist to teach children held hostage yoga.
Take their mind off of the unthinkable situation they were in. And I can't help but be just touched and inspired by one woman's ability to bring light to a very dark time.
He says the grief is widespread.
The whole Jewish world, the whole pro-Israel world, the whole pro-democracy world is just reeling.
From the 24-Hour News Center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Breaking news now. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And we are just learning about this development. A Dallas Uber driver is in the hospital after being shot during what police believe was a robbery early this morning. Just past 2 a.m., officers were called to the scene on Pentagon Parkway just off Highway 67. The driver was taken to the hospital, but we don't know yet how serious the wounds are. crime scene technicians gathered numerous pieces of evidence from the street, including quite a few spent shell casings. This is a developing story, and we will keep you updated on the latest development.
Today, city leaders in Arlington get a crucial update on their efforts to make the city safer for drivers and pedestrians.
It was earlier this year the city started its initiative called Safe Streets Arlington. Part of that effort was launching this interactive dashboard, tracking crashes in the city from 2018 through 2022. It gave data that showed trends in both minor, serious, and fatal crashes. Now, we'll find out more about exactly what has happened this year. According to city documents, they are down this year compared to the same time last year. 35% of these deadly crashes were pedestrians, 17% were people on motorcycles.
That is NBC5's Larry Collins reporting. Well, Tesla's getting some competition in Texas. This time, the company's moving here, another electric car company. It's called Canoo, moving their headquarters from California to Justin.
The list goes on and on of companies relocating from California and coming to the best place for business in the country, Texas.
Glenn Hammer with the Texas Association of Business says moves like this cement the state's reputation as a high-tech leader. He expects more firms to follow. Canoo already has a deal with Walmart, and they recently inked a contract with the post office to create high-tech mail trucks.
Texas is headed to Arkansas, y'all.
Buc-ee's has announced it will open its first store in Arkansas in the town of Benton. It's along Interstate 30 southeast of Little Rock. They've been working on plans for the new location for more than a year. The company made the announcement during a high school football game in Arkansas with a video message from the state's governor. The mayor of Benton says they are proud that Buc-ee's has chosen his town, and construction will begin on the new store as soon as they get the final permit approved. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The wait is over. Shaquille O'Neal is officially opening his Big Chicken restaurant in North Fort Worth today. The menu, get this, offers a range of choices, yummy stuff, including giant sandwiches, chicken tenders, Cheez-It crusted mac and cheese, popcorn chicken, and milkshakes. Sounds yummy, right?
Yeah.
And like a stomachache. We understand Shaq will be there for the grand opening starting at 11 a.m. The first 34 customers will receive free chicken for a year. What?
Yeah.
This is amazing. The new spot is located at the Victory Shops at Heritage Trace in the Alliance area. Shaq has been a part-time North Texas resident for some time. Well, good for him. I love fried chicken. Who doesn't? Turning to sports, it was a tough start for the Rangers as they opened their three-game home series against the Yankees. And KRLD's Tristan Ryans has more.
From the plate, the Rangers were able to tally nine hits, including a bottom of the seventh Wyatt Langford two-run blast to left that traveled 410 feet, but left six runners stranded on the day altogether. On the bump, starting pitcher rookie Jack Leiter suffered his second loss, allowing seven hits and five runs in five innings. Post-game comments from manager Bruce Bochy on Leiter's performance in the 8-4 loss.
The progress, you see it, each time out. So, the confidence growing with them. So I thought overall it's a pretty good job.
From the 24-hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And the Cowboys just a few days away from their opener. They're going to play Cleveland in Cleveland. And they've got a new running back. Who's an old running back? Zeke Elliott is back and joined the Cowboys Hour on KRLD last night, and he was asked if it was tough to play in New England for a year.
I mean, obviously, was disappointed. Never wanted to leave here in the first place, but, it's just the nature of the business, and I love football, so, I'll play football anyway.
Now, Zeke will lead a backfield this year, joined by Rico Dowdle, Deuce Vaughn, and Dalvin Cook, who was signed to the practice squad last week.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.